Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's very own Eats.
Welcome into a fresh episode of Chicago's very own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Mike Piff at WGN, and a very exciting week, Mike, because we are launching once again the Chicago Best Beef Tournament. And the bracket is up to 64 spots, Mike. You really put in some heavy work on this one.
Yeah, at the end of last year, we had talked to our friends at Toronto, and they said, can you do more places? Because we only did 16 of the best beef places, and we heard from everybody about how many places they want back in. Well, we quadrupled it.
Great work by you, Mike. We are very excited for this. It always gets a lot of traction. And Toronto is on board with us once again, and joining us is Mario and Giancarlo Toronto. Fellas, thanks so much for being a part of this. I know it means a lot to you guys, and this is... You know, the Italian beef is special for Chicagoans, right? This is our food, and I think everybody's very excited about it. We appreciate you guys being on board once again with this.
We're very excited. Thanks for having us again, and it looks like a great, very in-depth bracket, so good job.
I've got to give all the credit to Mike on this one. Before we get into the bracket more, let's talk about Toronto. Everybody knows that brand. If you're from Chicago, you know Toronto. Give us a little history, a little background on Toronto, and tell everybody what they should know about the Toronto brand.
Yeah, so we, our grandfather, Mariano Toronto, came from Calabria, Italy in 1958 and started a neighborhood bakery originally on the northwest side of Chicago and now in Berwyn. So we've been baking bread here in Berwyn since 1962. And we started out making authentic Italian and French bread. And what really Chicagoans know us for is the original Pane Toronto that you can find in grocery stores, still authentic and unique to the market today. And more in direct relation to this contest are Toronto French rolls, which are the premier bread for Chicago Italian beef.
You know, last week we had Jimmy Bona on talking about their Italian beef. They're the returning champs for this year's bracket. And one thing that he said about why people love Italian beef in the Chicagoland area is that you can customize it to yourself. So I have to ask you guys, how do you like your beef sandwiches?
I personally like mine dipped or baptized. I'd say just sweet only, sweet dry. I'm unique in that way. I do like hot jardinera.
Oh, yeah.
The hotter the better.
Someone suggested we do a bracket just for jardinera. That's how passionate some people. and it seems like there are more and more jardinera brands out there all of the time. But, all right, we did send you guys the beef bracket, which Mike has expanded to 64 spots. I'm kind of putting you guys on the spot here, but do you have a favorite go-to Italian beef spot in the Chicago area?
Or a couple of them?
You know, we're creatures of habit. We definitely go around our neighborhoods where we live, where we go. But you have so many on this list that it's impossible to pick one. We're going to have a tough time voting in this bracket for sure.
We're going to have to try them all.
Yeah. You know, one thing that I think is really cool is on social media, you have your Lunch with Toronto series, which I highly recommend everybody check out, where Mario goes and visits a shop and tries a sandwich there, brings something home or recommends something you order, and has a little history about the spot. A bunch of those places are in this tournament. So, you know, kind of tell us how that came together and how you're enjoying it.
You know, we've always been a bakery that specialized here in the Chicagoland area in food service, and obviously we're in all the grocers. But we want to promote some of the guys that have a great story, a great sandwich, great whatever. Just like you or just like anybody else, we eat lunch every day. And We try to pick some of our customers that have a, like I said, a neat story or just great sandwiches or great food all around.
Now, I've met you guys in person before, and, you know, being a bread company, you guys stay really fit. So I'm very curious how you guys stay that way. But, you know, I mean, again, if anyone goes through Berwyn, goes through Roosevelt, I actually go by your guys' place every day on my commute. Highly recommend stopping in the bakery there. But, you know, the biggest reason we do this tournament is to promote local businesses, whether they're big, small. We also just know that people are really passionate about their places. You know, how kind of speak to the passion you see from Italian beef or Chicago food lovers and their Italian beef places.
Chicago, as you guys acknowledge and know, has the greatest dining scene and food scene in the country. Mm-hmm. So you can't go wrong with any one of these places. And what's amazing is a lot of our customers in these restaurants in Chicago, humble beginnings, a lot of immigrant families, and still to this day is that way. But there's so many gems within each neighborhood, the suburbs, that you can go to a new place every day and have an even better experience than the day prior. And we're proud to be part of that community and serving great food and making bread. Loyal employees, loyal customers, you really can't go wrong. And we're just really proud to see all these customers and friends on the list that have built a tremendous legacy, a great business, and the food is outstanding. And I think people in other cities around the country don't understand the quality of quick-serve food and fast food that we have here in Chicago. It's unlike anywhere else in the world.
Well, Toronto is an iconic brand, and we appreciate you guys being on board with this. The tournament launches this Thursday, June 27th, WGNRadio.com. You will be able to find the bracket, vote on the first round, and we'll be posting on social media as well. But Mario, Giancarlo, we really appreciate you guys being on board with this in the Chicago's Best Beef Tournament.
Best of luck to you guys. Thanks again. Best of luck, Michael, and best of luck, Kevin. Thank you.
That's Mario and Giancarlo Toronto from Toronto Baking Company. Thank you to Toronto and Morrow Provisions.
Yes.
Jeff Morrow has his own line of jardinière and different Chicago food as well. So those are our two sponsors for the Chicago's Best Beef Tournament, which again launches June 27th. That's this upcoming Thursday. Is this the second year we've done it or third?
This is our second year.
Second, okay.
Second year.
So we've done wings, we've done pizza, we've done beef.
Start brainstorming the next one. I mean, we haven't even started this one, but
It is an incredible job by you putting this bracket together. 64 spots. We broke it up into a north, a west, a south, and a northwest. Any favorites for you? I mean, Bona's the reigning champion here. Johnny's is, I think, for most Chicagoans, if you asked, a lot would say Johnny's
that
is their go-to spot.
Probably the first one that will come up. My gateway to Italian beef was Tori and Luke's, which, if you look on the left side of our bracket, which you can find on WGNRadio.com, there are like five different Luke's.
Yeah.
And all of them are individual places. So, I mean, last year I had one of the Luke's in the bracket, and they're like, well, where's this one? Where's this one? We're going to have them all there, and they're going to duke it out. But yeah, Tori and Luke's has always been a favorite, as well as one of my new favorites that we met them last year, Ciccio over at Navy Pier.
Yeah.
That is a unique Italian beef.
Of all the places to find one of the best beefs in Chicago, at Navy Pier, folks, Ciccio's, they brought us some beefs last year. It is unbelievable. If you're heading there this summer, highly recommend.
What's up? What are your favorites, Kev?
Johnny's is tough to beat.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Johnny's, there's something special about it. I see Tori and Luke's is on here. Tori and Luke's was a spot I used to go to quite a bit. You know what? I know it's a chain, and there are so many of them now. I love the Portillo's beef.
I do, too. I actually just had one of the best Portillo's beefs I've had in a long time recently. I got the big beef. I got it juicy, mozzarella cheese, and it was perfect as is.
What else here? Mr. Beef, of course, on Orleans, which this all kind of syncs up with the new season of The Bear coming out. We thought that would be a timely spot to be launching this tournament with the release of the new season of The Bear.
One I heard a lot about was Beef Shack, which we didn't include last year because, to be honest, I'd never heard of it before. And Lisa Dent told me all about it, was mad that we didn't have it in there. I finally got to try the one in St. Charles. you know, it meets the hype. It's really, really good if you get a chance to go out there. And we're glad that they're going to be a part of this one this year.
Yeah, it's a big bracket. Very exciting. This Thursday, June 27th, we launched the 2024 Chicago's Best Beef Tournament presented by Toronto and Moro Provisions. And it's going to be exciting, Mike. WGNRadio.com. What details do people need to know? What time is this launching Thursday, Mike?
So it is going to be live at midnight Thursday morning.
Okay.
So that
no funny business out there.
Nope. We've got all the parameters.
The Wings tournament got a little a little crazy.
Yeah. I think pizza actually went fairly, you know.
It went smooth.
Well, yeah. Until like the very end, where just people were really, you know, tense about things. But I will say we have parameters in place where there will not be any shenanigans.
No bots, no robots.
No, it's going to be
jacking up the vote totals.
A fair tournament. And I think, you know, regardless the size of the business, I think the most passionate fans are going to be the ones that end up being the key factor in this one. We also just highly recommend everyone try as many of these places as possible.
I've been craving a beef.
I have a full list of all of our competitors and their websites that include their information, where you can find them, where you can follow them. We want you to try as many as you can and tell us how many of the new places you try too, please.
Thank you for listening. Thanks again to the folks at Toronto for jumping on the podcast and for supporting the Best Beef Tournament, and of course to Moro Provisions as well. It all starts this Thursday, Chicago's Best Beef Tournament, WGNRadio.com. Check our social media pages as well. For Mike Piff, I'm Kevin Powell. This is Chicago's very own Eats.